Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard.
Yes, Law. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, so discussed, laughed at, picked at, yep. so on.
It will.
What's happening?
I can't call him. I got what you know.
Shit, can't call him, bro. It's another lovely day in the neighborhood. You know how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Before we get going in the podcast, shout out to everybody on Instagram. We've been checking out the page. We've been checking out the posts, all the likes, all the follows. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all the real MVP.
You already know, man. Lord.
And on today's episode, we got a couple topics to get into. A couple things to kick the shit about. Without further ado, let's jump right on into it, my guy. What you got?
Saw a video the other day. Ran it down a little bit. So, saw a video the other day. This guy was taking his girl out for a birthday. But she had like 8 other friends.
Saw that video.
8 other friends.
Hell, I
probably more than that.
I counted 10.
More than that.
Well, with her included, it was 10.
And had the expectation of him paying for all of them because it was her birthday. Because it was her birthday. So he's stressing like, but I'm with you. Like, I'm with you. I'm paying for you.
Now, that wouldn't have been no problem had him and her talked about that before. Like, if it was a conversation between them and he was like, yeah, I got you and your friend, then, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
You can't invite a whole bunch of people out and not tell the person who paying that they should be paying for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure she brought it up earlier, that'd have been, oh, hell no, nah, they can come, but they going to pay for their own way.
For their damn self.
And it looked like they was at a pretty expensive establishment.
You know they were.
Yeah.
So you know they were. I just don't understand why they feel that, why they have that much entitlement. Like, first of all, who the fuck are you? Because you ain't finna do me and my boy like that.
The thing that struck me about that video was how unappreciative she was.
Very.
Like, damn, at least acknowledge and appreciate that this man willing to take you out and buy you dinner. Now, because I understand you want to have your friends there, but you should have let it be known and understood that y'all got to pay y'all own tab.
Icing on the cake, though. Then had a nerve to call him a broke nigga.
I told her I'd be that. I'm broker than a zombie if I got to sit here and pay for all y'all.
As long as I ain't got to pay for all y'all.
But you know what that is? I guarantee you she's the type of chick that'll cheat on somebody.
You know what it is.
I guarantee you she'll cheat on a nigga.
You know what it is.
Because did the lack of appreciation it was.
So like they try to stress all men cheat. Nah, really all women out here.
So would it be fair to call her a gold digger?
Yeah.
It'd be fair to call that gold digging.
Yeah.
That gold digging to, yeah. Red flag, brother, you might want to get up out that guy.
But leave it alone.
Because it's only going to go downhill from there.
Yep.
So what gives that entitlement? Like, where did that come from? Is it, you know, on this show, we talk a lot about culture.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about culture on this show. So is that a new part of our culture? Why have women got so used to the Super Bowlers that everybody want one now?
I think it was brainwashed in like everything else.
You think? Yeah, that's
brainwashed
in
like everybody else. Because if you look at it, they use what? Social media? Music.
That's a good point.
And mostly music.
Because social media. But you know what? I think, and I might get grilled for this, but I'm going to take a page out of your book and not give a fuck.
There you go.
But it seemed like women are the ones who push that agenda. Think about all the Instagram models who post they sell getting flown out by their balling that dude and taken to the... Only thing they not showing is what they had to do to get that treatment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But right. It ain't like us men, we run into the internet to post all... Like, most of those posts come from women.
Yeah.
Showing, oh, I got that baller. He flew me out
here. But that stem from what? music.
You think so?
Listen to the music now. First, because if you look at the some of the evolution of music, first of all, they had to get us out of the way first. So they had to figure out, okay, what we gonna do to first get the men out the way, especially the black men. So they started out, ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of rum.
Hey, that's your go-to, ain't it?
Hold on, I ain't through. Then you got all my women who independent. Throw your hands up at it.
Yeah.
So you preaching this shit to the left, everything you own in the box to the left.
Go on, get out.
Yeah. Even Neo, she got her own thing.
But
Miss Independent.
Is that, but is.
It was a brainwashed method.
But is that the same as what we see now,
So then you teaching, okay, I don't need no nigga. So now you either creating a chick who feel they need to be a boss chick, or you creating a chick who feel they need to be a gold digger.
I ain't look at it like that. That's an interesting point of view on it.
Because although she gonna feel she's independent because she doing what she got to do to get it, she's still a gold digger.
Yeah, either way you wrap it up,
you're still a gold digger.
If you wrap shit in a gift wrapping paper, it ain't a gift. It's still shit.
It's still shit. Just that's wrapped fact. Up shit.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's a fact.
That's what's been going on. It's like I said, it's been coming from music.
Yeah. And
mainly.
And
not
I play,
just solely.
I play devil advocate to what you just said. Like, true, that came through from the music, right? But even when that music was being put out there, right, it still was, like, basically what we see a lot of these girls on Instagram doing is just, I'm just going to call it what it is, it prostitution.
Yeah.
It's escorting. You know what I'm saying? They just don't show you that on social media. They show you the expensive dinner we had, the expensive car you got me riding in. You know what I'm saying? But they don't show the actions it took for all of that. They show the fur
for it to happen.
They show the what they call it, the not coach, but the fur clad plane ticket that I'm riding in, or the private jet I'm on.
Right.
They show all that, but they don't show the actual action it had to
take y'all back to the intro like that
to get there. You feel?
Yeah.
So back then that wasn't publicized, like. That wasn't highlighted until the presence of social media came in. Social media came in and showed, like, well, I'm able to splurge a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just like the guy who gets robbed because he posted his location.
Post
you know
your location,
what I'm saying?
Posted what you got on you.
Yeah. So,
like, why would you want to do that anyway?
Yeah, I don't.
Like, why do you want people that deep into your business?
You know that how the rapper Pop Smoke got killed.
Yeah.
He was in L.A. and I don't even think he was doing that shit on purpose, but he posted what he wore. And then, but with these ladies, they take it two steps too far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they actually posting, like I said, everything. The plane tickets, the way I'm going, the way they bought me,
the
jewelry.
They put all the detail in that shit.
They put everything but the action it took to get. And as a man, you sit there and you see it on Instagram, you know, oh, yeah, she giving up them yams tonight. She giving up them yams to get all that. Because as a man, you know, I ain't finna fly you out to have a good time and just kick it so you can just go home. Everything
gonna be
got a price, you know what I'm saying? But when did it get so advanced in the culture, though? Because, like I said, even with those songs you came out with the music, that still wasn't the thing to do back then.
It was
being done. It just wasn't being publicized.
You go back further than that. I don't want no scrubs.
They didn't want no scrubs. But you can't expect the driver to talk to you. He got to pay attention to the road, bitch. You need the nigga in the passenger seat. Yeah, you talking about?
Trying to navigate the whole situation.
But yeah, it wouldn't publicize like it is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a strong part of the culture now. Like, yeah. It's a strong part of the culture to where the point where most women just want a balling ass dude where I can just do me. I ain't gotta go to work. I ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, why you wouldn't want your own is beyond me. Because motherfuckers only gonna give you shit for so long. You feel? And yeah, after a while, that shit gonna run out. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker ain't gonna keep giving and keeping and giving.
That shit last forever too.
Yeah, and that's the weird part of me, bro. A lot of these women also, they just jump from rich dude to rich dude.
Yeah.
Well, I bet they body count out amazing, bro.
And then when you get tired, now you expecting for another nigga to settle down with you.
But when I saw that video clip, I was just stunned at first by her even having the audacity to insinuate that man was gonna pay for all of they dumb.
Right.
Two.
And then they standing there like, yeah, he's supposed to. No.
And two, I was just stunned. I was stunned by the way the video ended. With her calling him a broke nigga. So why you with him then?
Exactly. Why are you even with him?
Like, you just as stupid if that's your way of thinking. I ain't get that. And it shocked me though. Like, being the father of girls, I was just like, whoa. Like, this, the I'm gonna say it. The generation of women now, totally different from the generation of women we grew up with. Like,
it's way different.
Yeah, this shit is beyond me. You
it's
know what I'm saying?
It's a overload of entitlement, a overload of,
and don't,
it's like they don't even make sex fun no more.
Nah, yeah.
Like sex appeal.
Yeah. Okay, when we were growing up, it was all about the hunt.
Right.
I hate to say it like that. Hate to say it like
that. But that's what we do.
It was all about the hunt.
It was the hunt.
Like, can I?
How challenging is this hunt? And how can?
Yeah. So now it's just,
I gotta conquer this.
Now it's hitching the DM. Got a couple thousand. I meet you at the airport.
That's it.
See,
you on the way.
I'm on the way.
You on the way.
But it's crazy now. I don't understand it. And I don't understand that,
like,
part
said,
of the culture, though. The culture's ever changing,
fuck,
though.
Where the fuck this entitlement come from, bro? Like,
I'm telling you, it what you get. Like you said, Paul, a lot of it, as to what, well, I agree with you, but not all the way with the music. But I do think, like, pieces of the music and pieces of what they seen
media,
with their own eyes. All media, just
all kind of media.
Like,
TV,
once it get
media,
glorified, bro.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck around, let something trend.
And but I don't want folks to sit here and think that I sound like a bitter old man, because this shit been happening for decades.
Nah, it's so far,
it's
out
just,
there now.
It's publicized, like, now.
Yeah, and it's outrageous.
Yeah, like, this been happening for decades. Like,
it's outrageous.
Women,
though,
dating ballers because of their baller status,
yeah,
ain't nothing new.
You had gold diggers for centuries.
Yeah, that ain't nothing new.
But this shit is outrageous now. Like, it's like almost to the point, like, this is out of hand. Some of y'all need to just stop.
Yeah, because I'm like,
this is
just
ridiculous.
And but to this extent, hip hop music, it play a part.
By a big part.
Because you got artists who publicize that type of shit. Like, let me think of an artist that do that type of shit. Future, let's say Future, for example. Like, when he get on and brag about giving, like, he literally goes on social media and brags about giving different girls $100,000 watches. You know what I'm saying? He, like, they let her know that she part of my crew. And I was like, okay, so that helps add to that entitlement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you got people like that just, and I can't knock him, though, because he a single man. He can do whatever he want with his money.
I ain't knocking him. I'm just trying to figure out, like,
he can do whatever
the dumbass
he want with
his females that keep going behind the other. Like, come on. Like, when y'all going to catch on to what he doing?
But you know what I always have said?
But then you got somebody that they just Loyola. They just don't give a fuck.
They just don't give a fuck.
They just don't give a fuck. See it.
You know what I always say? I always tell myself, when you see them girls on Instagram with the half-naked pictures and all that, I be like, I bet that bitch feet stink.
Like a motherfucker, bro. Oh, that breath be funky.
I always say stuff like that to myself to remind myself.
It's something wrong.
It's something.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but.
That bitch probably got some funk ass breath.
Yeah, I be like, something stink on them. Something.
Bust that tongue.
Or she got over exaggerated sweat glands or some shit.
Your
she
armpit is just heavily sweats and shit.
I'm
like,
telling you, dog. Something.
Just something.
It's always something, bro.
She got hair on your toe knuckles and
or
shit.
Or she got like hair around her nipple or some shit.
Hit them long strings.
Yeah, it just don't look right. So I always say that when I see them.
Yeah, you gotta remind, keep your conscious mind on point.
Yeah, you just gotta remind
you yourself. You got to.
Everything that glitter ain't gold. You know what I'm saying? It just ain't, bro.
Wow.
It can't be no way, but it's like I say, I'm amazed at how big a part of the culture it is now. And for that video to go viral, because at first part of me was like, nah, they had to stage this.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, it kind of looked genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looking at her like, why in the hell would I pay for everybody?
Oh, y'all.
Like he should have just been
he
real.
Said, he was like, but I'm with you.
No, like, he should have hit her with some more smart shit, though. And been like, the more I have to pay for them, is the less I'll be able to pay for us. Think about that.
I just hit her with some real shit. Like, all right, you whoever I'm paying for tonight, I'm fucking.
Yeah.
Just keep it a book.
Just you the old, what the old bumper sticker? Ass, gas, or grass.
That's got it, guys.
One of these motherfuckers.
That's it,
tonight.
Pick one, goddamn.
So, yeah.
So, whoever I'm paying for tonight, they know we fucking.
That's a question for the listening audience. How do they feel about today's dating culture? Because that girl in that video clearly is looking for a baller. Like,
but it looked like she had, or he had, an expensive bag in his hand to give her. Or she had a bag in her hand that he gave her. Like, it looked like I just couldn't see the.
I saw a follow up video of this. They were still all in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And the follow up video, and he was walking back to the car, and I'm like, bro. And a nigga pull out a knot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, my nigga. Fuck that bitch.
That's it.
Let her talk about bro. Like,
bro.
Why okay. would a nigga who has. No, I ain't even gonna say that. I was gonna say something totally different, but I'm gonna say a dude who actually has money, like real money, would never pay for all of y'all out the blue like that. Just because he knows and appreciates the value of those dollars he got.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, a dude with money, had you been prearranged that, then yeah, they would have be like, yeah, I got everybody, because a person who take care of their finance,
man,
and have their money,
it's
they,
your birthday tonight.
You know, they can
I
figure it out.
I got you and your girls tonight. Y'all going
that ain't no spur of the moment decision.
That's something he thought about. He planned that. Like, you know what? This your birthday. I'm going to take care of her and her friends. Make sure they're straight.
Fact.
That's some shit planned out. It ain't like we won't do it.
Yeah.
But if we choose to do it, that's some shit we planned out. That ain't no spur of the moment type shit. Because I'm really doing this to, one, surprise you, and two, really buddy you up.
It's two things in the world right now that kind of make me scratch my head a little bit. And if one is people who think like she do in that video.
Yeah.
And you know what the second one is? The people who go to the club and buy a $320 bottle, and the same bottle that looks so called like
$65.
I don't know that shit. Them the two things that have me scratching my head the most, and I just be like, I don't understand the thinking behind it. You know what I'm saying?
The logic is so off.
Yeah, and I just be
it
like,
it is so off, bro.
I don't get it. Like, I just don't get what you coming from.
I don't know the name of it, but if you hit the top, it rings.
Yeah, it's some kind of, yeah.
In club, about 300.
Hell yeah.
It's been about 300.
For sure. More than that, probably.
Yeah. go right on over to the liquor store near you and spend my $80.
$80. Get the same bottle.
Get the same bottle.
Same goddamn bottle.
One thing I never do is buy a bottle in the club.
Nah, I got to be really feeling myself and have a lot to back up. Like, I just got to really be in a celebrating-ass mood to just be like, you know what?
But it's
I'm buying some bottles in the club.
Right. Yeah. I probably ain't buying but one or two. That's it.
But I'm, yeah.
Because I'm still smart about their money. And I ain't finna just go.
Yeah, but people like that girl in that video and that. Them two things just make me scratch my head. And I be like, I don't get the thinking behind it. Like, obviously, you and the dude been together so long that you already knew he wasn't fair to buy everybody. You know what I'm saying? Has he ever bought everybody shit? Real.
Yeah.
So, yeah. See, that's the thinking of people is what I don't understand. And I guess it ain't meant for us to understand, bro. We, you know.
Different mindset.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, that's a question for the listeners, man. We got to get that question out to other people and find out what they think about it. I'm willing to bet.
Do you feel
they think
man,
the same way we thinking on that one?
I'm gonna say majority of everybody. It's gonna be a couple of them be like, nah.
Oh
he
yeah, people
paid.
Who, but they just like hold up.
It's gonna be a female.
They just like hold up.
Yeah, it's gonna be a female.
So yeah, that's a
males.
Oh, ain't no nigga with that shit. Every nigga gonna be like, hell no, nah, bro. Yeah. That's some dirty. Everybody. That's some. That was the red flag. That was the biggest red flag ever. It's time to break up. It's time to. Oh, you one of them.
Oh, shit. Unless it's a shim.
But, yeah, that's something to think about, man. Shit.
Yeah, that shit down by. Mm-hmm. I saw that shit, I was like, hell nah.
That's some real shit, though. Got somebody going through that shit right now. Dealing with a chick just like that right now. Shit, man.
Get rid of.
Moving on to this next topic is a topic that kind of got down, makes a lot of people angry. In social media lately been going crazy over a video posted by a young lady from Philadelphia of Sesame Place.
Uh-oh.
For people who don't know what Sesame Place is, the shit is basically Sesame Street in real life. You know, it's a theme park based around the popular kids show Sesame Street.
And what is theme park at?
Philadelphia.
In Philly.
Yeah, Philly. I'm not sure if there are more. You know what? It might be more around the country.
We went to Philly, bro. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to Philly. Philly is dope.
Yep.
Even though I only remember the downtown area.
Yeah.
And the basketball game.
And the snow afterwards.
And the snow afterwards. I don't remember shit else. Don't remember how we got to that motherfucker. Man. I didn't know I woke up.
I drove.
I woke up. We was in Philly. I was like, fuck, we at?
Me, you, and Scott.
I remember.
Shout out to our cousin, little bro, Scott. Yeah.
Tell you what I remember the most.
Who's in all three of those?
I remember the Mitchell & Ness store because we rolled right by.
Rolled right by.
I remember, like, looking and being like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's the Mitchell & Ness store. I remember that. Yeah. Like. But, yeah, shout out to Philly. But this place is in Philly. The whole theme park is basically Sesame Street. It's a Sesame Street theme park. Sesame Street don't own the theme park, but they license their characters and all the likeness of the characters to the theme park. So, theme parks having, I don't know if you done been to Disney World, but Disney World have the character parade.
Yep.
Sesame Place has their own version of that where they have floats and all the characters in the parade. So they had a couple characters come through and there's a lot of kids on the side and they walking through giving hugs and high fives and it gets to the video where it's these two little black girls and they super excited because that character, Rosita, is the character. A lot of people who got little small children, they know who the fuck the character is. Basically, she a blue Elmo.
Yeah.
That's all the fuck I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's blue. It's blue.
Damn.
He red, he a boy, she blue, she a girl. That's what the fuckers is the same shit. The only motherfucker that's different in Sesame Street is Big Bird and Snuffy. Them everybody else the same shit. They just different colors. You feel? So the character's walking and she gets to the two little black girls and the character seems to look at the two black girls, shake her hand and her head no. And the little girls had their arms stretched out, they ready for their hug. This is their favorite character.
Oh, so she cold shouldered their ass.
Yeah, straight and like she took their head no and proceeds to hug the little white girl standing right next to them, dog.
Hell no.
And on the way up, she high-fiving all the kids, but she get to them two little black girls. I'm like, no. So, boom, that video goes viral. And, of course, Sesame Place released a statement apologizing, but and they had a whole explanation for what they say happened. What they say happened was just a minor misunderstanding to where in the suit, it was hard for them to see at kids' level. So maybe they missed those little girls. And I was like, bro,
no
they just came no. down the whole damn line high-fiving little children. You feel me? So you get
and
there.
And they standing out more.
And I'm like, you can't see them? They right in front of you? Nah. But that was debunked by a lady.
And then you told them no.
Yeah. But see, that shit was debunked by a lady on Instagram who has done this type of puppet work. She worked at the old theme park. And she was like, that explanation was total bullshit. She was like, those suits are kind of like animatronics. She said, the mouth is moved by a piece in your hand. So yeah, how you push that determines on how much the suit mouth opens and all that. You see out through the mouth. But they were like, even with that mouth just about completely closed, you can see everything in front of you. Because in that suit, they were like, you have to walk with your head down. Because if you walk with your head at normal level, it looked like the character head is pointed straight up in the air.
So
you have to walk with, you know what I'm saying? So they were like, she like, that debunked they whole. And she had shit to back up her claim, all her videos and pictures and shit. And she was like, yeah, I know exactly what it takes. She actually worked in that exact character that's surrounding the controversy. So she like, yeah, that bullshit. She like, that person got to walk with their head down just so they can see. Like, if that person had their head at a normal level where you normally have your head, the character eyeballs would be looking straight up. And it would look like the character walking around with the head looking up at the sky. So they were like, yeah, that's total bullshit. But yeah, they released an apology. And the black family, they were like, nah, that bullshit, we know this character was showing racism toward our little girl. And right after that, when I tell you Instagram got hit with a flood of videos of these characters in this theme park with the exact same behavior of the other black children. Like, this is a repeated thing at this theme park. And I'm just like, first of all, let's stop going to this motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn how much your child love whatever the Sesame Street character is. Go buy the toy. Go buy the movie. Take them to the shit they got on ice or some shit, but don't go to that theme park. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you hurt shit like that by not showing up.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't continue to pay for shit.
They can't make no money.
If y'all ain't got them in there buying all that high-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But for a corporate standpoint, they might have just killed their own... They might have just killed their own business.
Yeah.
First of all, you gotta be a nasty motherfucker to be racist, be an adult, right? And be racist toward a child.
Like, really?
Like, you a nasty motherfucker for that shit.
Real.
Like, come on, man. The children don't know no better. Children don't know what you teach them.
Exactly.
That's like, they only know what you teach them. So if you have never taught racism.
Is taught.
Like, if you've never shown racism to anything, anybody, your child will know not. They won't understand what the fuck you are talking about when it says racism.
Any of it.
You feel? And they won't know what racism is, and they won't grow up to be a racist. You know what I'm saying? But when you walk the walk and talk the talk, then get what?
That shit shows.
Your child picked up on every single bit of it.
All of it.
And whoever, like, and it's certain, it's a lot of those videos is the same character. So obviously whoever working that character, you probably need to separate yourself from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because why would you have the most racist person working your most popular character?
I'd be on pull all them bitches.
Kelly Rowland chimed in on it on Instagram. And she was like, the parade would have been burnt down had that been me and my two girls. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, in a way, I feel you, Kelly, because I, you know what I'm saying? And she said they tried to talk to a manager that day, and they kind of just talked to them like they were crazy. Like, and I was like, nah, let Mickey Mouse pass up mine, too, and hold the little white girl. Oh, boy, I'm treating you like a rat. I'm beat the shit out of you. I'ma treat you like rat, Mickey Mouse.
Finna stomp the yard on this nigga ass.
Beat the shit out of Mickey Mouse. You know, you ain't supposed to do my tilting like this. Why we just paid however hundreds of dollars to get a ticket to get in this big ass thing, boy? Boy, you crazy. You got to get hit, brother.
Oh, boy, you got to come see me.
Boy, you better call Goofy, Cinderella, all of them boys, because I'm going to beat the hell out of you. You're going to need all the help you can get, brother. I ain't with the shit.
Oh, you got to come see me. You got to go see
Think
me.
Think about it, though, right? As a parent, now, like, mind the trauma that they going to give your child. But think about it. Like, you spend all that money to get in the theme park and your child get treated like that.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Like, whether you know it or not, theme park people, you a service that we paying you a service.
Yeah.
And nobody, there's only one place that I know of, two places that I know of where you actually go pay to get mistreated.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant, I forgot the name of it, where you sit down and the whole theme of the restaurant is the waitresses and shit rude as hell to you. They be talking to y'all fucked up. You never seen that shit?
No.
Yeah, that's a real restaurant. Real restaurant. Like, that's the whole thing, though. Like, you order your shit and they get smart with your ass. And I be like, first of all, I get kicked out of that restaurant.
Real quick.
That ain't for me. But, and there's some kind of food truck. Or, let's see, a food truck. It's like a mobile bartender, right? Well, motherfucker pay for these drinks, but they also pay to get slapped. Like, they slap you with with the paint on you. You gonna call the police on me.
Yeah, because I'm gonna snatch your ass out that truck.
I'm gonna slap, slap the hell out of your back.
Nah, fuck
you slap me, you bad going to sleep. I'm going, okay. Oh,
I'm
you sleep.
Beat your ass. I'm snatching you off that truck.
So, yeah, them the two places I know of that
that's
you
how
pay.
Lady, soon she grabbed her drink.
That
she
bitch
slapped.
Hey, hit with a look on her face, though.
She
like,
walked out like, oh, okay.
Bitch, you just paid for somebody to slap you. I could have did that for free.
Right.
You could have just came over and let me pull the shot. I slapped shit out of you. Hey, ain't doing me no harm.
No way.
So, them the two places I know of, you pay to get disrespected. Sesame Place ain't one of them places. You feel me? God, I mean, talk about the friendly neighborhood. That is not the friendly neighborhood, man. Like, videos, like, how Big Bird gonna pass up the chilling, man? Big Bird, you... Nigga, it ain't but two of y'all niggas we really know. Maybe three. You, Kermit, Grover, Elmo, and the nigga in the trash can. Other than that,
Bert and Ernie.
They gay as hell.
Them motherfuckers.
They gay as hell.
They're the motherfuckers, bro.
Them niggas not only live together, they share a bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, why y'all sleep in the same room? Yeah, gay shit. But, yeah, Sesame Place, man. I'm telling folks, don't go. Don't do anywhere where they can disrespect our people like that. And I'm like, they get away with it. And you know what? They go too loud. That shit we talked about last episode. Places, money, power.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all heard it here first. Don't
money
go.
And power. I know how are you continued? And all the white people who just look over that type of shit, y'all racist as hell too. Y'all racist as hell, y'all look over that shit. If you can look over something like this, you probably a racist. You feel me? Now, flip script, and I look over a white man being racist too and I don't say nothing. Am I really racist? Or am I looking at it like, payback is a bitch? You feel what I'm saying? Payback is a bitch. But still, though, like, but yeah, that was my first thing when I saw this shit happening. Said, I'm like, why we keep going, though? Why would we want to spend our money in an establishment that don't respect you as a person? So you're going to give your hard earnings to some player that don't respect you?
Don't respect you at all. They just want your dollar.
And that's clearly all the deal. Fuck you, pay me.
That's it.
That's what that shit is. Fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
And, yeah, but we got to stop going to shit like this. Like, you know what? But you know what, though, dog? I always heard Walt Disney was racist. I always heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. The man, Walt Disney.
Yeah.
I always heard he, like, they, there's a bunch of, I don't know if you call them conspiracy theories, or there are like claims of him being racist. And it kind of shows in them early cartoons, though. Like, think about them cartoons, like the original Dumbo. Think about the three black crows. You remember how they talk? Oh, yes, a master. That's how that's going to do. Man, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like that. Who the hell heard some nigga talk like that? I ain't never heard a nigga talk like that. Maybe like, when they talk like that years ago, man, ain't nobody talk like that. Yes, so we's gonna go down over to the creek. Man, shut up, man. You know it had to been one slave looking at him like, boy, what the fuck you doing? Nobody talk like that.
What is wrong with this nigga over here, man?
Damn, nigga, we tripping. Said dumb it down, nigga. Not goddamn be retarded.
Fuck wrong with Clarence over here. I'm tripping over here.
Nobody talk like this, bro. I refuse to believe we talk like this.
Clarence, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
Iza don't know, but man. Nigga, Iza ain't a word. You never heard nobody say that or write that shit. Iza.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you heard say Iza. That shit don't go with nothing. It don't. That word don't go with nothing.
Oh, Iza. Man. Oh, man.
Nigga, did you just nigga, did you just see pizza and cut the pee off that motherfucker?
Iza gonna go on Crawdaddy's field.
That shit makes no sense at all. Like,
Iza gonna go on Crawdaddy's field.
If a nigga talk like that, a nigga had to be saying me's three.
Me's three.
Man, shut up. Shut your ass up. It had to be a slave that like, but it didn't see that. If it was 300 years ago, how long was slavery? 500 years? Slavery what? 400 years? Okay, so if he was talking like that back then, it was a nigga in that slave bunch that said, but this nigga just set us back 300 more goddamn years. Talking like that. You ain't hear how the white man talk? White man don't sign nothing like that. Why are you talking like that?
But you heard what the fuck this nigga just said?
Foreigners sound better than motherfuckers that talk like
niggas just pushed us all the way back.
But yeah, I feel believe that shit happened. Like niggas did not talk like that. You know what I'm saying? But still,
that what they say.
They say that.
Yeah.
They also tell us Columbus discovered this motherfucker. That shit is not true. Can't discover shit that already got people on it, nigga.
Living like a motherfucker.
The fuck you mean you discovered it?
Living like a motherfucker, bro.
Nigga, you invaded. You did not discover shit.
Invaded the hell out of the Caribbean. And it was the Caribbean first.
Ah, I discovered all this shit. Hey, Indians, what the fuck y'all doing here? That's Indian looking at him like, this white man crazy.
What the fuck that white man doing? Hey,
they find a way to fuck us over. Sesame Place is just another one of these motherfuckers that find a way to fuck get that money and do whatever they want, bro.
That shit crazy, bro.
I hear they finna start a boycott for this shit.
They need to.
Something gotta be done. You can't have no shit.
You gotta do something,
bro. Sesame Street. Anything involved with Sesame Street, consider an institution of learning, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't understand why we can't just go ahead and start just supporting us anyway.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I see a lot of shit starting to boom far as like for that realm, like children entertainment and children learning and shit. I see a lot of shit start like what's the TV show, man?
I don't know, but they got
girl Lele. She got a TV show. That shit booming. Little black girl. She rapping and shit. Hey, shit dope. Ludacris got a successful cartoon by the young black girl on one of the streaming services. That shit dope. Yeah, I recommend people check that out.
Shit like that.
But see, we need that type of shit because representation matter. Whoever that is
that made that hip hop alphabet song.
Hey, that shit that hard.
Oh my god.
That shit hard.
Oh my god.
We been needed that though.
Bruh. Imagine us.
We've been needed it. Oh no!
Imagine us growing up on that.
Yeah, we've been too lit. And but it weird though that it took that long for something like that to come out though, because that's long, how children bro. Learn from like songs music. And shit. Yeah,
that's how they learn.
That's how they learn for music. Real. Like if you put the ABC in the rhythm,
of music with a rhythm, it's over with.
They gonna remember that shit instantly,
forever.
Yeah,
it's locked in.
So I wonder why did it take so long? And I add why it took so long because you've always had shit like YouTube available. You know what I'm saying? Like, before the internet,
you had music, period. Like, even in school, you had music.
But I'm saying, like, why it took so long for something like that to blow and pop? Because, like, you know, take, for example, shit like Baby Shark.
Yeah, that shit, I'm sick of that.
That shit hit YouTube, and it like...
Oh, my God.
It took over the world for a small period of time. You get what I'm saying?
I hate that song, too.
Man, we heard that shit so much in our high. It was just
ridiculous. I hate it, bro.
But
I just hate because sometimes it gets stuck in my head.
And that's the point of it, though.
Yeah.
And if it can get stuck in your head like that, it's just definitely stuck in their child's head because they listen to it day in, day out. You feel me? So I was like, why it took so long for a black, like, hip-hop learning, like, that shit should have been out there. Or maybe it have been and we just ain't. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that YouTube algorithm, I don't understand, like, how videos get suggested to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still trying to figure, like, and I said I was going
to... Some of that shit they suggest to you, you be like...
Yeah, it's like, I'm not into that.
I don't want to see that.
I was going to get with Country. Shout out Coast and Air Trade. Because, you know what I'm saying, they getting to a point where they, you know, they putting a lot of videos on YouTube. But I just need to understand that YouTube... pattern, like,
yeah.
what do I need to do to make a video that gets us in that boom, you open up the shit and they're recommending you, you know what I'm saying, because you get views by being discovered and people watching your video, you know what I'm saying, so like, cause I feel like if that dude would have put that on YouTube, why wouldn't it blow up like Baby Shark? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it would have been bigger than Baby Shark. Hell, you know, because that's straight up, the teacher can actually use that in the classroom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Baby Shark don't teach you shit. It just teach you how to do. That's it. That bitch don't teach you nothing. Important
is how to do, bro.
Do. Yo, they teach. That shit say the same fucking thing over and over. And over. I'm like, oh, God, man. Damn, how many doop we got to do?
Okay.
But
bunch of them bitches.
But yeah, I don't get it, but you know, that's the way of the world, brother. The way of the world, okay, that's the moral of today's topics. The way of the world is weird, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Because I understand neither one of the topics we had today because I ain't got the thought process that the people in these videos have. For one, I can't understand why the lady wanted that man to pay for all their dinner. For two, I don't understand why you could be racist to a child. Stop working at a theme park, you dick. You can't work at a theme park and be racist. Theme park love come in all colors, my nigga.
Stupid bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
That's all it is.
No, it's some little stupid white lady. Bitch. Inside the costume. But yeah, I'm like, man, yo, you can't do that shit. That's more of today's story and today's topic.
You can obviously see the response of no.
You saw him shake his head no?
He
go right
no,
at them little girls.
And the hand no, like, no. And walk right past him.
And then the little girl had a look on her face like,
what the damn.
Fuck?
Yeah.
That shit ain't cool. Hey, fuck Sesame Place. Yeah, I said it. I do not support y'all. I might not even watch Sesame Street for a little while. But I got to have a little dose of my Grover and Cookie Monster every now and then. You feel?
Yeah.
But, y'all need to tighten up. You can't be racist toward children. Those are the topics for today's show. Another show, man. We got through another show. And we still got time to spell.
I got let's see if I can get
I got a motivational
right.
quote.
See if I can get any question right. What you got?
Oh no, I got a motivational quote. Don't stop
Get it.
Luther Campbell. True words of life, my nigga. True words of life.
Hell yeah. Don't stop. Get it. I like that one.
True life. Y'all take that home with y'all.
So man walks into the store and he goes into the register and he takes $100. In that same store, he go get $70 worth of groceries. Goes to the register, pays for that same grocery he just took with that same $100 he just took. And the cashier gives him $30 back. How much money does the store really lose?
Hold on, he gave us. He bought $70 worth of shit.
Yeah, he went and got $70 worth of groceries, paid for it with that same $100.
Shit, they lost $170.
They lost $170.
Hell yeah, cause he took the $100.
Yeah.
The shit that he just paid for, he paid for with the $100 he just stole. So, well, I don't know. I was gonna say they lost $170, but damn, he just gave him the $100 bill back. You feel me?
And they gave him $30 in change.
They gave him $30 in change.
So why wouldn't it be $100?
I'ma say they broke even, goddamn. Nigga, we lost, you lost, we won, you won. He won though in the end.
I changed at first. I said,
I think he got old. Cause
at
he
first I said
getting...
30, but then I thought about it. I was like, no. After me and my wife got to talking about it, cause she the one asking me the question. So I was like, yeah, I gotta bring this on to the show. Shout out to my queen.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I don't know, cause
so then I was like, well, once we got to talking about it, she got to breaking some stuff down to me. I was like, well, why wouldn't it be $100? The store lost $100.
That made sense, but they got it back.
Nah, they didn't get it back. Cause once he put that $100 back in the register, all they did was they took $30. So now the register is now $30 short. But it's also $70 short in groceries.
Yeah, they shot in. So, well, no, they ain't gonna. They shot in Jet Cab because the grocery gonna ring up at paid.
That's what I'm saying. They was already.
They shot in cab register.
So they started the cameras.
Yeah, because they going to show up that that shit got paid for.
But wouldn't it be $100, though?
If you think about it.
You run the groceries up.
Run the groceries up.
At $70.
You already
and
missed
you
the
took, $100. You took. Nah, but you put the $100 back.
You put it back.
Because that's $70 worth of groceries.
Well, actually, you put $70 back.
Cause
yeah, because
they gave you
30. Yeah, you put
$70
back.
So you put $70 back. You kept 30, and you got $70 worth of groceries.
Yeah.
Basically for free.
Yeah, he winning. Man, he winning.
So wouldn't that be that loss of $100?
Yeah, that feel like $100 loss. It feel like $100 loss, yeah. For sure. Man, you can't even tease my brain this late in the evening. I just got through watching a documentary about wrestling. And it gave me a male problem.
Oh, man.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Damn. About right, though. Nigga, damn sure goddamn lost $100. I don't know, either way you look at it, you lost $100.
Well, because although you took it out the register, even if it was $100
like
bill.
Like you say, you didn't put back but $70.
Didn't put back but $70. Even if it was $100 bill, they gave you change as if.
Yeah.
So.
That's some real Monopoly shit.
So you done rung up $70 and then you took $30 out.
$30 out.
And just gave it to him.
Yeah.
So that would be $100.
That nigga walked away with $60. Cause he had $100, the purchase was $70. He paid
He actually walked away with $100.
He walked away with $100. Yeah. Shit, you feel me?
Yeah, he got $70 in food, $30 in cash. He walked away with $100. Value.
Damn. Shit crazy. I'm always rooting for the nigga who get extra cash back. Dude, that shit happened to me one time. I was at somewhere and they gave me too much money back. Now, the Christian in me was
like...
It
happened to me, but I didn't realize it until...
The Christian in me was saying, hey, man, you need to go back in there and take that money because they gave you too much. But then the real nigga in me was like, boy, I'm finna go home. What the hell are you talking about? This God gave me this. Hell, you talking about Christian me?
It was a blessing.
But yeah, that shit happens, though. You get that issue.
It happened to me. Like I said, I didn't realize it until afterwards. Like, I hadn't left. Because it's like, I just grabbed the chain, you know, threw it in my pocket and gone.
Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
And so by the time I, you know, got home and laid on and started to empty my pockets and shit, look, I'm like,
I do that shit all the time, cool.
Like, I ain't spend no money. So, boom. Okay, appreciate that.
Don't pay no attention to you actually get the counter shit.
Yeah. I appreciate that little blessing like, okay. Right now. Just keep going here.
But see, yeah, you threw me for
it happens.
You threw me for a real loop on the math question. Now, we at the point of the show, man, we get these Instagrams and these social medias and how to check us out. Damn, I normally say, Teddy, you up. But she's not here today. And we went through this whole thing without even saying, hey, Teddy ain't here today. I guess they figured that shit out once we got to talking. They ain't here, Teddy. They were like, damn, what's that? No, she's not here today. She'll be back. Don't worry. All the Teddy fans. But anyway, make sure you check Teddy out at bodyhoney.byteddy. Go to the website and... It's bodyhoney.byteddy.com. Am I right? Am I right? Bro, I think I'm right. I might be right. Yeah, I'm right. Hell yeah, I'm right. Hey, check out at Teddy's Smoke Shop too. Check that out at Teddy's _smoke_shop on Instagram and social media. Oh no, I was wrong hell on the... No, I was right the hell on the website. Bodyhoneybyteddy.com. I don't know how you do that shit many times. You start remembering that shit. I'm on top of this shit, nigga. Call me Walter Cronkite, nigga. Know who Walter Cronkite is? Anyway, hey, check us out at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. Keep smashing the follow button for all y'all. Keep smashing that like on the page, man. More stuff coming. Check the clothing brand out at BrillXIgno on Instagram. Check out the website, BrillXIgno.com. 10% off all your first-time purchases. And if you use the promo code DSA22, you get an additional percentage off of whatever purchase you make. Check us out at Short Sets. Dope Short Sets just dropped. Check all that out, man. Give it to him.
Man, you already know, man. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, man. Come see me. IG, TikTok. I ain't really doing too much on Facebook.
Hey, is Facebook dying down?
I believe so, man. I ain't really.
That's the question I wanted. We're going to do an episode on social media. Because there's a lot of questions I got about social media and these platforms, and like, is certain platforms starting to fade away, and can it fade away? Yeah. So yeah, we gonna get into that. But yeah, check out all of that. Continue to check us out on all major streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, especially Anchor. Check out Anchor. If you hadn't used Anchor to start your own podcast, then you are slipping. It's the easiest way to put a podcast on, and you can get paid while doing it. So you might well check that out. Shout out to Anchor. iTunes playlist season 3. We finna add some new music to the playlist, so be looking out for that. And yeah, fuck with you like that, man. Perfect time. Big dreams. Hey. Man, y'all already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast, and we are out.